Blog Talk Radio.
Take all of me,
everything I am, everything I have is yours. I yield to you, I surrender to you, I give my life to you, everything I am is yours. Everything I have is yours. I'm yours. I don't hold back anything. I don't hold back anything. Everything I have, everything I am yours. I'm yours. My dreams are yours. My future is yours. My possession, yours. My family, yours. My finances, yours. My talent, my gifts are yours. My whole body belongs to you. My agenda is yours. Everything I have, everything I am, everything I have, everything I am, everything I have, everything I am. Everything I have, everything I am, it's yours, yours, yours. Everything I am, yours. All I want is your presence. All I want is your presence. Everything I have is yours. All I want is your presence, Jesus. I just want your glory. I just want your presence in my life. I don't care about anything else. You can do with me as you please. I am yours. Oh Lord, I am yours. I am yours. Thank you.
Truly, Lord, clean our house, amen. We want him to clean it out, inside out, amen. I don't know about you, but I want him to take away all my insecurities. Lord, I just want to be clean, amen. You're listening to Prophetic Outreach Chapel, Cleveland, LRMD. And I'm Apostle Thorne Hyphen Kirkendall, the senior pastor. And we thank God for joining us here today. Because we don't know what you're going through. We don't know what you've been through. But what we want the Lord to do today on this praise and worship day, we want to be clean so we can praise him. Amen. We want to be able to give him the praise and glory. We don't want to be burdened down so that we can't praise him. We want to be able to come and give him the glory no matter what's going on in your life. You want to be able to praise him anyhow, amen. I'm going to ask the Chapel Mother if she would pray for the message, amen. We want her to go ahead and let go and let God, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we come to hold you humble. All thanks, give thanks. We thank you for everything. We thank you what you already did. We thank you what you're doing right now. We thank you what you're going to do. Lord, if you don't do nothing else, you did enough. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We praise you today. We came out for no other reason than to lift you up, to praise you, to give you the honor and the glory, and to hear your word, Lord. As you look on the pastor today, Lord, send your word, Lord. Anoint him, Lord, with power, authority, and anointing, Lord. Let him speak, Lord. When he open his mouth, Lord, you speak through him, Lord, because it's your word, Lord. And feed your people. Give them what you want them to have, Lord. The people's in radio land. man, and the global ministry, Lord, the people's Lord in here, Lord. Give us what you want us to have, Lord, and let us go home. Feed us, Lord. Feed us the bread of heaven. Feed us till we want no more. Hallelujah. The table is spreading and the feast of the Lord is going on over here. Come on over here and join us, Lord, where we teach it holiness, Lord. Holiness of hell. Hallelujah. You can't be on the fence. You got to get off, come down off the fence, Lord. Help them, Lord. Save the unsaved. Bring the backsliders back, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Not our will, but your will be done, Lord. It ain't about us, God. It's about your son. You love us so much, you send your son down through 42 generations, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. You gave him all power in his hand. And everything is in his name, Lord. And everything we ask is in Jesus' name. Nobody can get to the Father except through the Son. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord. We ask you, Lord, to be in everything we say and do. Deliver us from everything that's not like you, Lord. Help us to let our light shine so men may see your good work and want to glorify our Father which are in heaven. Everything we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Oh, Jesus of Nazareth. Thank God, thank God, thank God. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, we thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. Hi, thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hey. Yes, Lord. We magnify your name, Jesus. We praise your name today. Hey, we give you the glory today. Oh, glory to God. Hey, come on in the room. Come on in the room, Lord. I'm your servant, Lord. I'm your vessel, Lord. Lord, sit on the anointing, Lord. In the name of Jesus, as I open up my mouth, you speak, Lord. Yes, Lord. Sit on your word, Lord. In the name of Jesus, save, Lord, to the utmost. Save, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Send out your healing virtue. Yes, Lord, heal right now. In the name of Jesus, open that shanda. Move by your spirit all over radio land. In the name of Jesus, move by your spirit in this chapel, Lord. Yes, Lord, let him feel your touch. Let us feel your anointing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We'll be careful to give you praise. We'll be careful to give you anointing today. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Lord, you know what you're doing. You have not lost control. Yeah, Lord. This is your house, Lord. Your house of prayer. This is the hospital, Lord. Whatever we need, it's all in you. Oh, Jesus, come no more today. We want to go higher. We want to go deeper. Oh, Jesus, somebody in radio land don't know you, Lord, but let them hear your word. Feel your anointing today in the name of Jesus. Oh, merciful Father. We're thanking you right now. We just said, Lord, that your will be done. Let your word be spoken, Lord Jesus. We open ourselves to you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you the glory. Hey, thank you. Hey, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Hey, thank you. Oh, yeah, that's dope. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, thank you. Open that ear, Shanda. Hey, thank you. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you right now for a topic I am going to use. This joy that I have, say it with me, this joy that I have. Amen. Amen. I want to talk about the joy that we have. Amen. And why we have it. If you forget about the fact that last week was Resurrection Day, amen? So if even death, if there were knowing of that, you should still have some joy down on the inside. Oh, wonderful Savior. For those of you who need to get your scripture references, I will be going to 1 Corinthians 5:20-22. 1 Corinthians 5:20-22. Thank you, Jesus. I'm sorry, 15:20-22. Thank you, First Lady. And then I will be going to Corinthians 15:54-57. 1 Corinthians 15:54-57. Amen. And then I will be going to John. Thank you, Jesus. John 20:24-27. John 20:24-27. I'm asking the people in the sanctuary and those of you in radio land to have a notebook so that you can go back and read this in your own time, amen? Now, sometimes we had to go back and reread things, amen? And then get the understanding of what's being said, amen? And then lastly, I'm going to end, I believe. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I believe I'm going to end with John 15:20, amen? Somewhere down the line, the reader may have all my notes, amen. But I have to go ask God. She knows what to read, amen. So she's going to read them in the order that I gave her, amen. The Lord knows, so we're going to go with what he says, amen. But definition is about, we'll talk about a joy, a feeling of great happiness. That's one term, amen. And then it says a source or cause of great, then it says, or something, and this is the one I want to deal with, something or someone that gives joy to someone. Amen. It talks about even success or for doing or finding or getting something. And that's according to Merriam-Webster. I want you to know that I thank God that we have joy because of someone that gives us joy. Amen. I want to thank God because we said we have joy after what? Finding something or getting something. I thank God because this joy that I have, God gave it to us. Amen. This joy that I have that's down on the inside, I don't care what man does, but God gave me joy. And whatever man does, God has the joy on the inside. Man can't take it away. This joy that I have, it bubbles like fire, way down in my sanctified soul. But I want you to know, you need to understand about having joy. Some of you may not have joy today. Some of you may be depressed today. But I want you to know that we ought to have joy today based upon what happened last week, amen. We should have joy, amen, because the Savior is risen, amen. All right, we thank God because, see, we got to understand about this joy, amen. We got to understand here because, see, if we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we will understand that he conquered what? He conquered everything, that there was nothing that Jesus could not conquer. And because of this conquering, because of this spirit, because of this quickening power, because of him being who he is, the Son of the Most High God, we ought to be happy because Jesus paid it all. Amen. Read if you will read.
But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For us, for as in Abraham all died, even so in Christ all shall be made alive.
Can we say amen? See, now the connection to God, which was broken by who? man and cause sin, and therefore all will be subject to death. Because of sin, all will die. Amen. But then, now by man came the resurrection. Christ came and he restored the connection to our God. And he gave his life to all so that we all would not be bound, that we all would not be on our way to hell because of no connection to God. He came and he gave his life so that we could have a way back to God. Now it's after the fact, and God's Son has died, and with that quickening power, he arose again, and now he says, there is a way back. There is a connection to my Father God, because I gave all of me. I gave all of me just for you and just for you and me. God said, now there's a connection. I can come back to you because of the way made. So why should we have joy? Why should we have joy? It's because instead of death, our only outcome without a connection to God, but now we're able to go to God personally without nobody. We can talk to God. We can connect to God. Thank you, Jesus. And because of his Son, we can have a right with him. We can have a relationship because Jesus is now the risen Christ. Because of that, he paid the bill. We ought to be able to praise him because God made a way where we can talk to him. Don't have to go to no blood of goats and cows. Don't had to go to a priest. We can go to God for ourselves. Thank you, Jesus. Talking about some joy. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. I'm so glad that he took man out the picture so I can go to God all by myself. I can go to God through his Son, Jesus Christ, and have a connection, have a relationship to him. Aren't you glad? Somebody say thank you. Aren't you glad that Jesus made a way? Aren't you glad that Jesus said, I give you all of me, this by yourself. You ought to have joy down in your soul. Can we say thank you, Jesus? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad no priest had to go talk to God. I'm so glad don't have to go to no confession box, but I can just go and talk to the master in my secret closet. I can have a little talk with Jesus. I can even just go there in my mind and begin to talk to Jesus because he understands my thoughts from afar off. He knows all about me, and I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Jesus made a way back. Where would I be? Where would you be without that connection? Thank you, Jesus. If you would read on, Rita.
And this mortal has put on immortality, then shall he be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The stain of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Can you say amen? Now think about that. Jesus has the victory. Amen? No longer does death have a defeat to us. Amen? Jesus has the victory. Death has been what? Defeated. Even the grave has been defeated. Amen? Because beforehand, when you were lost, you were just lost. Then there was the end. There was no way, no redemptive factor. There was nobody to go to. When you died in your sins, you were just lost and in where? Hell. Huh? Hey, the grave kept your body there. You were just there. But see, thanks be to God. It says in the 55th verse, oh, death, where is that sting? Oh, grave, where is that victory? Can you think about this? Only God's Son could come in and break the grips of death. Only God's Son could take the victory out of the grave. Don't care what kind of grave it is. Be it a watery grave. Be a grave in the cave. Be it a grave in the ground. Don't care what kind of grave. Jesus came and it took the victory out of the grave. You said, oh, grave, you can't hold his body down. Oh, grave, I got the power because I am the Son of the Most High God. Can we say thank you, Jesus? Thank you, Jesus. Just on this alone, you ought to have joy and praising God because he took the sting out of death. He took the victory out of the grave. You no longer have to what? Fear death. You no longer have to what? Fear the grave because it no longer has the power that it used to have before Jesus came on the scene. That right now, God, we have you telling God, thank you. And thank you, Jesus, because you did for us what no other power could do. If you're still not happy, if you go to the 57th verse, it says, but thanks be to God, will give us who? Will give us, you and I, you and I. So if you're still not happy, think about this. Will give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Think about that. Now only did Jesus, did he come and conquer these things? But now what? We have the victory. Aren't you so glad that Jesus gave it all so that you can have the victory? Hey, somebody shout glory, hallelujah. Hey, somebody tell him thank you. Because, see, to be happy down here, down in your sanctified soul, if you had the joy that you talked about, right about now, joy ought to be stirring up. If you had joy, unspeakable joy, something ought to be bubbling on the inside. Because when you really think about we have the victory, that old devil, he does not have the victory, that no matter what happens, if I die, let me die. If I'm in the grave, put me in the grave. Because I understand that if I die in Christ Jesus, I got the victory. Just like Jesus, the death of Abashanda, death can't hold me down. Grave won't be able to hold me down. Because when I have this old body been changed, and I no longer walk in the flesh, but I've been changed from mortality to immortality. Then this old body gonna come out the grave. This old body gonna go up and give God praise. This old body that we have the victory is gonna thank Jesus. Don't you worry. If you're in Christ Jesus, you got to have some joy. Don't worry about death. Don't worry about the day, the grave. You got the victory. Oh, thank you, Jesus. When you think about that, that'll help you just bubble it up with the joy. Thinking about even death, I had the victory over. Even grave, I got the victory over. I understand that there's something else after death. Amen. Don't, and I want you to understand, don't be deceived by the devil and become a doubter. Amen. Don't be deceived, because see, the devil's job is to make you question all of these things. Amen. Make you be burdened down so that you don't have joy. You know, it comes with all of these other things that make you not want to trust and have faith. But I want you to know that you must have faith in God. Amen. What is the faith? Faith for the things what? Hope for, and the essence of things what? Not seen. See, if you walk by sight, hey, I'm going to tell you, you can walk by sight and fall in a ditch. Amen. You can walk by sight and be on your way to hell. Walking by sight. Amen. Because you got to see something. You got to know something. But the only thing you need to know, God is God. And he has not lost control. Jesus is the Son of God. He died for you and me. Only thing you got to know is that Jesus paid it all, and you may not see him, but if you look really hard, once you've been saved, once you've been washed in the blood, once you've been delivered and set free, you can see the hand of God moving in your life. You can see Jesus when he answers prayer. You know nobody but God did that thing, but you got to have faith. All right, Rita.
Was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." So he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand in his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the door being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, "Peace to you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach your finger here, and look at my hand. And reach your hand here, and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing."
Amen. You know, Thomas got his bad rep. They call him Doubting Thomas. Amen. But I want you to understand, Thomas was only what? Human. Amen. Thomas wasn't there to see, but, you know, he had one of those, we call it today, he had one of them, you know, Missourian attitudes, show me. Amen. Now, Thomas was one of the 12 disciples. Now, think about this. But he walked and he talked with the Lord. He saw miracles that Jesus did. He had the spirit of doubt upon him. Now, think about that. He saw all those things, but yet he could not believe for himself in the fact or comprehend what Christ said when he said in 3 days. In 3 days, what? He will what? Build what? The tabernacle. 3 days, I'll rise again. He couldn't get that in his mind. But see, when the others had seen him, you know, he probably said, I don't know what you saw. Amen. I don't know what you claim to have seen. I don't know what's going on. But until I see him for myself, I don't care what you're talking about. I am not going to believe it, because I got to see for myself. He had, like many of us have today, a show me mindset. You don't care. They don't care what's been said, that somebody got saved, somebody been delivered, that Jesus is working, that Jesus is able. No, because nothing happened to me. I've never seen anything. I haven't seen God move in my life. So I don't believe what you're saying. But Jesus came because of his faithlessness. Think about that. Because of his faithlessness. Jesus came on the scene. He said, "Touch me. You know, put your hands where you need to put, so that you know I am the Lord thy God. I am the Son of God. I came like I said I would." It's like if you hadn't been listening, if you had understood what I was saying, then you would have known that I would rise again. Amen. But Thomas could not comprehend that. Thomas didn't want to believe, because he had to have seeing He had to have that eyesight. He had to walk by sight, and this was to teach him about walking by faith. Amen. A message for us. In verse 29, Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Now think about that. He said, because, Thomas, because you see me, you have believed. So I know that you got one of those see me attitudes. Amen. He said, but I want you to think about this. He said, blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Let me read that to you again. He said, blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe. Amen. Those of us who can just have, we've already learned that all it takes is just mustard seed faith. Amen. Obviously, Thomas didn't even have the shred of a mustard seed faith that Jesus had risen again. But I want you to know, we who are the sons of God that have received him as our personal Savior, we are blessed because we have not seen Jesus. Amen. Why should we have joy today? Because it says in the scripture, we are what? Blessed for our belief in Jesus and his resurrection. You are blessed. So every day that you wake up, you are what? Blessed. That's enough to give you joy on the inside. Amen. We have the victory. I want you to know that. Whatever's going, we got the victory today. Amen. We are blessed. We have joy. Don't let the devil steal up your joy. See, today we are to what? Sing to the Lord and give thanks. The Lord didn't say every day was going to be easy. In fact, he told us that it wasn't going to be easy. Amen. So, you know, some of us want to get saved, and we think it's going to be, you know, everything's going to be okay once we get saved. Well, that's not so. Amen. In John 15 and 20, it says, thank you, Jesus. I got it. Remember the words that I say unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my sayings, they will keep yours also. So in other words, if I went through something, amen, you got to go through something, amen. But think about this. We ought to think about it from this perspective. If the devil is not bothering you, because he already has you, amen. If the devil is not always interfering, always there doing his job is to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. If you don't see signs of devil in your life doing things that you know is nothing but the spirit of the devil, then you need to check yourself. Because that means you are already there. You are already here. If you're trying to strive to do the right thing, the devil's going to make sure that he's always into your life. But you have to remember that what you have on the inside of you is what? Joy. You got joy on the inside that no matter what the devil does, he can't take that joy from you because Jesus gave you that joy. No matter what trials you will go through, no matter what tribulations you can go through, you got the joy of the Lord on the inside. And this joy that you have, the Lord gave it to you, and the world can't take it away. The devil can't take it away. But you got to understand that, that we go through this time and we go through our tests and trials so that we can have a testimony. Without a test, there is no testimony. But see, what we got to know as we're going through the trials, that what? At the end of it, there is joy. At the end of your test, there is joy. And if you can think about it, there is joy, joy, joy on the inside, not the joy that man gives or can understand unless they have Jesus. But we're talking about joy, unspeakable joy. Joy that will make you throw up your hands in the spirit of the Lord. Joy that will make you feel the presence of the Lord even though you're depressed. Joy of the Lord that even though you're sick, you can still feel and remember how the presence of the Lord has worked in your life in the past. The joy of the Lord that even though you're burdened down, you can tell the Lord, Lord, I thank you, because of this
I thank you, Lord, for the joy that you've given me, even going through sorrow. Still, you can have joy down on the inside. Amen. Some of us talk about it's like fire.